I have Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes on the line. Secretary Grimes, last night, Andy Beshear won the Kentucky governor's seat by about 6,000 votes. However, Governor Bevin has not conceded. What happens next in the process?
Well, I think we are in the process of certifying the election results and preparing now for the 2020 election. The people of Kentucky spoke loud and clearly, and we have margins that give me confidence in declaring election results for each of the constitutional offices that were on the ballot. Obviously, official totals will be sent to my office by Friday by our County Board of Elections, but I don't have any worry that there is any complaint that has been lodged that could swing any of these races any other way. But obviously, should any candidate request that, we will be happy to follow the law and make sure that the procedures are followed so that not only the candidate, but the voters can continue to have confidence in this process.
The governor said last night that there were many, he didn't say many, he said there were irregularities in the election process yesterday. What's your response to that?
Well, as Kentucky's chief election official, I'm unaware of any significant irregularities. We fielded complaints up to and on election day, but I'm unaware of any irregularities significant enough to change a 5,000 vote margin. And I find it concerning that the governor, who, with the help of the Republican legislature, signed a law in March that actually put him in charge of the State Board of Elections, would question the validity of the results of an election that he essentially is at the helm of because of legislation he signed this year. So my hope is that he will honor the word of the people of Kentucky, and once the County Board of Elections certify these results, transition the office to Governor-elect Beshear.
And he has 10 days to request a re-canvass, but not a recount.
In terms of the procedures that are available, a re-canvass request is the first procedure. That request is due Tuesday and would be conducted Thursday. That has been done before. I've conducted numerous re-canvasses. None have ever changed the outcome of an election. A re-canvass, you'll recall, in 2015 impacted Governor Bevin against then Commissioner of Agriculture Jamie Comer. It was an 83-vote margin. Governor Bevin was the successor out of that primary election. It's what launched him to be governor of Kentucky. The second process that is available is one governed wholly by Kentucky statute. It's a procedure before the General Assembly known as a contest procedure. That has only ever been used as it relates to a member of the General Assembly. Recently, Jim Glenn, a one-vote margin that did not alter the outcome of that election.
And I was going to ask you a little bit more about that. Robert Stivers mentioned that last night. That hasn't been used in 120 years here in Kentucky. What kind of precedent would that set?
Well, I don't know that we want our wholly Republican-led legislature meddling in the affairs of the people of Kentucky who have spoken loudly in this election. Importantly, if the results of a re-canvass, if one is requested, do not show any alteration of the outcome of election, I don't know that we need to needlessly waste taxpayer dollars for political purposes.
So legally, the decision could end up in the hands of the General Assembly.
Kentucky law does provide for that process should a candidate want to pursue it.
All right. Secretary Grimes, thank you so much for taking time for us this morning. To our listeners, we will, of course, continue to follow this story and bring you the latest information as it becomes available. I'm Karen Czar for 91.3 WUKY.